I will start with the injuries. Kellen Jenkins had a calf strain. It actually occurred before pregame, approximately about an hour or so before the game. So that's why we actually had to just end up playing with the four defensive linemen. And then Ryan Pickett injured his same ankle and left the game. So I don't have a status on where Ryan stands for this week. And Nick Collins banged the same knee, but he injured 3 weeks ago, and he obviously returned. So those are our three injuries. With that, I'll take your questions. The hell's everybody at? We won the game, didn't we? I mean.
So, what'd you make of the last sequence getting the stops down there at the end? This was obviously a really tight game.
What did I make of it?
Yeah.
I thought it was an excellent defensive stand. It's just, you know, the big plays, the holding was obviously a big play, and you know, the ability to play coverage and keep the pass rush, you know, on the quarterback. So it's excellent defense. I thought our defense was really put into a tough spot. I mean, you obviously watch the game. We played sub-defense from the start of the game because we only had four healthy linemen. And when Ryan Pickett went down, I just can't say enough of our three young defensive linemen. They played huge today, and you know, our defense had the turnovers. You know, offensively, I felt we were very productive, and you know, we felt if we did not give the ball away and did not have any sacks, we could be very productive against Minnesota. So obviously we overcame the challenge of having the two turnovers in the red zone area. And I thought our special teams played well. We had the one return that came back early in the game, the second one, but I thought they played very well. It was an excellent team win, excellent character win, and you know, it was definitely something that we needed.
Mike, talk about the player tackles.
Well, zero sacks says it all. That was that's something we challenged both Chad and Brian with on Wednesday, and they definitely stepped up. So we helped Brian some in the drop back passing, you know. But they do a good job with their defense of trying to put you in man situations. But for us to get back and protect Aaron and try to play the game on the perimeter was something that we felt we needed to do, and we were productive at times with that.
Seemed like you were in better position after first down tonight.
Better position after first down? Well, you know, I've said it all along. I mean, our issues on offense this year have been third down and giveaways. So we obviously played better on third down. And with that, you know, playing a favorable line distance, we didn't have very many third and long situations. So, you know, if we can play within that time clock with our protection unit, with our quarterback, and he can still extend plays, you know, I think we have the opportunity to play downhill on the defense. So I felt that was to our advantage tonight. Now, you know, two giveaways hurt us. I mean, we took points off the board, and that's where we need to improve, you know, as far as the way you're evaluating our season so far. So we've given up the ball too many times as an offense.
What does it mean to you to beat the Vikings, especially here at home?
Well, it means that we're 2-1 in division. I mean, this is going to come down to the division games, in my opinion. We fully expected them to come in here confident, you know, with their big win against Dallas last week. And I really felt as a football team, the second half of the Jet game, you can see that they were starting to come on. So that was very evident in the film study this week. So we knew it was going to be, you know, a grinder, character, you know, gut it out type performance, and our guys stepped up big. I was very, very proud of those guys today. You know, we had individuals that had been playing some tough spots, had a number of individuals that overcame things during the course of the week to get out there and play, and that's a good team win right there. Well, I'm happy for our fans because, I mean, they're right there with you. They were incredible tonight. My goodness, you know, you hear them chanting just walking in here still, "Go Pat, go." So they were awesome. They stepped up, and they needed this win as much as anybody. So we're glad to give it to them.
Mike, Driver didn't get as many snaps, and Jones obviously came up big. After a week.
I'm sorry, Driver, you made snaps with the second part?
Jones, James.
James played very well. Had some big opportunities. Cashed in. You know, Donald has missed some time with his quad, so we were trying to be conscientious about his snaps and didn't want to wear him down during the course of the game. But, you know, James and Jordy you know, have been big for us all year. So I was glad to see James have some production, and I was very happy for him.
And Brandon Jackson comes up big in a big game. Your thoughts on him?
Brandon's a good football player. You know, he doesn't get the ball enough. So that's what, you know, I agree with you. So he ran it hard. He does a great job in the screen game. He's very, very, very intuitive with the pass protections. So very happy with his performance. We had a certain way we wanted to play these guys. You know, we obviously play them again in 3 or 4 weeks. But, you know, I think our backs have been very consistent, and Brandon and John have been very good for us.
Looks like you had a pretty good scenario to win on that fake field goal.
Yeah, it was a good play. It was something we practiced, you know, for a number of years, and that was the opportunity to call it. And, you know, we just didn't have the execution quite where it needed to be. You know, Andrew hasn't been running that very long. That has been Jermichael, you know, for the last year and a half. So this is about the third week he's been practicing that, and it was a big play opportunity. We just didn't convert it.